Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kojo Bentham Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In today's episode, the CEO of South African Tourism, Sisa Nshona, outlines measures instituted to restart tourism in a responsible way and SAT's short to medium-term plans to protect the tourism industry as the sector battles the ever-changing coronavirus pandemic.
Okay, so good morning and welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. What's the situation in South Africa?
Well, yes, thank you very much and happy to be here. Look, we are in the recovery phase. As a country, we've set up our own policies around immigration. And in order to come to South Africa, all you need is a negative COVID test, PCR test, that is not older than 72 hours. So there are no countries that are banned. It's just that irrespective of where you come from, it's about having a negative test. That said, however, is our focus right now is on rebuilding domestic tourism. And we've come with some exciting campaigns to get South Africans to travel their own country and to essentially go to know all the different parts of the country that they don't know.
Okay. Now, just on that summer campaign, you in your statement, you said that South Africans are going to, do things, in fact, do summer differently. What is going to be the difference in what you are putting out now and what they are used to in terms of domestic tourism drive?
Yeah, it's been a tight balance, Kojo. We are still in the middle of a pandemic globally and even in South Africa. And we had to be very responsible in terms of promoting people to travel, but to do it in a way that is actually, observing the protocols that have been put in place. Hence the tagline of do summer differently. We want people to go out there, but again, not to do it in ways of old. And by that we mean we are asking people to observe essentially three things. One is wearing of masks, two is sanitizing, and then three is about social distancing. And then on the social distancing part is about saying we want South Africans to actually travel to different parts of the country that they don't normally travel to, essentially to spread people across the country and not have them concentrated, in certain popular destinations, but right across the country. That will assist quite a lot, basically, in the social distancing part.
Okay. Now, once you switch the campaign to domestic tourism, we saw how you were engaging with the provinces and the regions, but with the report of second wave, doesn't it, erode all the gains that you've made?
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the tight balance that I speak of, is that, yes, we've seen our figures as a country spike up. We're officially in the second wave, and the tight balance then as a country that we have to make is between saving lives and livelihoods. And again, is to say we need this economy to move. We need the economy to restart again because jobs are linked to it. And tourism is one of those sectors that have been identified as being part of the catalyst to getting the South African economy going. That said, however, we are saying to them, travel, but travel responsibly. Be mindful that we're in the middle of the pandemic, that when we speak of COVID, it's not something that's going to come and pass, but something that will be around with us for some time. So we've got to almost normalize a COVID environment, basically, and actually travel accordingly. There are health and safety protocols that have been put in place in all tourist engagement businesses. At the same time, we are also empowering and educating travelers out there so that they know what to expect and, more importantly, know what to demand when they engage with tourism activities.
What are your short-term and medium-term plans for South African tourism? We know that international travel is going to take a while. But having said that, we've seen destinations, especially in Africa, that at least you are trying to also encourage people to take, travel to the Rainbow Nation. Do you have some short, immediate-term plan and long-term plan that you want to at least to use that to be able to hold the tourism sector?
Well, the short-term plan is about protecting the sector, and you protect the sector by actually enabling the sector to trade. That is the only sustainable way. Otherwise, you know, if you don't do that, you may wake up a couple of months down the line with the sector that's totally deteriorated and nothing happening there. So in the short term, we are focusing on domestic. We are really focusing on South Africans traveling within their country in all different modes, whether it be by airplane, train, or even car and bus, but to do it safely. And I think if we all follow these safety protocols, we can then, you know, be in a much safer space and really curb this pandemic that is rising on a daily basis.
And if there is a silver lining, you know, from this pandemic, what would that be?
Well, the big one is that it giving us the opportunity to recalibrate or restack the tourism architecture, if I can call it that, where we were so reliant on overseas visitors that we now want to kind of work it inside out. Having a solid domestic tourism base overlaid by a regional one on the African continent, then ultimately an international one. And I think that's really kind of the building blocks that we are putting in place. By the way, this is not unique to South Africa. I think many destinations around the world also understand that all economies have to look after themselves for the foreseeable future, and it makes sense to do it domestic. So whether we're talking tourism or manufacturing or any form of industry, domestic seems to be the big focus as we all try to restart and rebuild our economies.
Okay. Now, with respect to next year's event, we know that this year is obviously about some few days from now. 2020 will be, you know, be over. Do you have plans for you know, in Durban or meeting South Africa and all of that? Have you had any conversation around those events?
Absolutely, those conversations are ongoing, and we are constantly assessing the environment. You know, mass gatherings are something that is going to take a long time to get back. So we are looking at saying, how do we host those trade engagements without, you know, mass gatherings, if I can call it that, or the industry calls it organized meetings. And that's that balance that we are looking at. We are also at the same time learning as well what other trade platforms equivalent are doing around the world. Some are going virtual, 100%. Some are actually going hybrid. And I think once we get a better sense of which one is the most appropriate one for South Africa, for Indaba, for Meetings Africa, we'll announce that soon. The issue here, Koja, is that every single week we get new data points that are actually giving us more and more, and we have to adjust accordingly based on the risk levels that not only are we experiencing in South Africa, but also around the world as well. You know, countries are actually starting to put their own individual policies based on their needs. You know, as an example, we just learned that our office in Germany is an example, that they are in hard lockdown from the 10th of December to the 10th of January, you know. And again, it's about understanding what does that mean? Because we don't have yet a uniform kind of process or system amongst countries that is universal. Everyone is doing their own thing. So therefore, we all have to take all of this into consideration, and we'll make an announcement quite soon on that part.
Okay. Now, as we, you know, wrap up our conversation and as we restart tourism, what will be your message for the tourism community in South Africa and Africa?
Absolutely. It is to say that we need to get our economies going, that the safety starts with ourselves. We cannot at all afford to take shortcuts, because the shortcuts we take today will cost us a lot, further down the line, the medium to long term. We need to be mindful that we're in the middle of a pandemic, and we have to obviously manage our businesses accordingly. That is the only way, in my view, that we are going to, navigate our way through this pandemic as we talk of. At the same time, it's important that we place the power in the traveler, in the consumer, so that they can make informed decisions. You know, if they walk into an establishment that is flouting the rules and regulations, they must be able to vote with the wallet and walk away from them and not give them business. Once you starve organizations out of business, you'll see them change accordingly. So all of this requires both sides, the trade and the traveler, to play their part.
Sister Shona, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Kojo. Much appreciated. Cheers.
All right. Take care. Bye.